Pope Benedict on Sunday had lunch with the poor, an event arranged by the Sant'Egidio Community, a Rome-based ecclesial movement.
Rivolgo infine un particolare pensiero a tutti gli amici di Sant'Egidio.
Visiting the city's Trastevere district, the Pope said he came to eat with the poor to tell them he is close to them and loves them. He said their situation is never far from the thoughts of the Pope, but are at the heart of the community of believers. The Pope ate at a table with 10 people, ranging in age from 24 to 90. Some were immigrants, others have always lived in the poorer parts of Rome. He told them he knows they know what trouble means, but God is there to love them and help them. He said he visited on the Feast of the Holy Family because the family of Jesus also knew hardship, from there being no room at the inn to fleeing to Egypt because of the threat of Herod. As he left, he told those who work with the community of Sant'Egidio to make sure no one is alone. No one is marginalized. No one is abandoned.
Impegnatevi perché nessuno sia solo, nessuno sia marginato, nessuno sia abbandonato.
Earlier in the day, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in St. Peter's Square for the Sunday Angelus, at which he also spoke about the day's feast.
Today we celebrate this joyous feast of the Holy Family, who shared with us this fundamental human experience. I pray that the Lord may bless all Christian families and assist them in living their daily life in mutual love and in generosity to others after the example of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
He said the family was an icon of the Trinity, both by its example of interpersonal love and its mission of procreation. The Pope also sent greetings in Spanish to a special meeting of families in Madrid being sponsored by that nation's bishops.
Saludo cordialmente a los pastores y fieles congregados en Madrid para celebrar con gozo la Sagrada Familia de Nazaret.
In his greeting, he called on Spanish families to bear witness calmly but firmly to the fact that the family is based on the marriage of a man and a woman, so as to safeguard it and promote it. He said this is of the utmost importance for the present and the future of humanity.